Here's a question that's been keeping philosophers, scientists, and at least one podcast awake at night. What if consciousness isn't something you have, but something you're already inside of?
That's exactly the territory Iron Ori Academy is mapping at ironoriinstitute.com. Today, we're following their reflection on consciousness, what it is, where it lives, and what language might still be hiding about it.
Let's start with the question itself.
The post opens by flipping the standard assumption. Not what is consciousness, but whether consciousness is even yours to possess in the first place.
And it makes the case through the body. The post asks, if consciousness is simply the thoughts inside your mind, then who is breathing while you're asleep? Who remembers how to heal a broken bone? Who orchestrates the remarkable intelligence already present within your body?
So the upshot is that thought might be one narrow channel of something much wider. Consciousness as a field you participate in, not a possession you carry around.
Which quietly dismantles the idea that being awake and being conscious are the same thing. Your cells are doing extraordinary work while you're dreaming about missing a flight.
The post surveys how different cultures have framed this. Some traditions locate consciousness in identity, others in pure awareness, others in something that extends beyond the individual entirely, connecting to memory, meaning, and larger patterns of existence.
And the post's move is to say these aren't competing answers. They might be different angles on the same mystery.
Language gets its own moment here. The argument is that words carry histories older than we realize, that their roots sometimes preserve forgotten understandings of body, mind, and world. Studying etymology alongside philosophy becomes a method, not just a curiosity.
So the question, what did this word originally reveal, does different work than what does this word mean today? One opens a door, the other just checks the label.
The reflection lands on a reframe. Maybe the most important question isn't what is consciousness, but who is asking the question. That's where the post leaves you, sitting with the asker, not just the asked.
Which is either very profound or the most elegant way to assign homework ever devised.
Probably both. The Institute describes this as a journey of observation, discovery, and becoming, not a destination with a fixed answer waiting at the end.
The question that keeps surfacing is the one underneath the question. Who's actually doing the observing? Worth sitting with. More from ironoriinstitute.com next time.